This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
And the Oscar goes to...
Oppenheimer won Best Picture at the Oscars.
We're in a race against the Nazis.
Oppenheimer director Christopher Nolan says one of the most memorable moments in making the film was when Cillian Murphy put on the hat, because that's when he knew the movie was going to work. Murphy won Best Actor, and Robert Downey Jr. won Supporting Actor for their roles in that movie. Nolan won Best Director. Emma Stone won Best Actress for Poor Things with a tear in the back of her dress, but she says that did not last.
They sewed me back in.
Oh my God.
Right when I came back, they sewed me back in, which was wonderful.
Daveine Joy Randolph won Supporting Actress for The Holdovers. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
There were protests outside the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles last night calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with the latest on the Israel-Hamas war.
Palestinians have begun fasting for Ramadan. The Muslim holy month arrives with ceasefire talks at a standstill, hunger worsening across the Gaza Strip, and no end in sight to the five-month-old Israel-Hamas war. Prayers were held late Sunday outside amid the rubble of demolished buildings, and some people hung fairy lights and decorations in packed tent camps. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
LATAM Airlines isn't saying much about this, but at least 50 people were injured this morning on a plane because of what's being called a technical event. Strong movement on the plane, it says, but it's not elaborating. The plane was traveling from Sydney to Auckland, New Zealand. Most of the injuries said to be mild. Britain's national news agency is withdrawing a photo of Kate, the Princess of Wales, issued by the palace over concerns about the image. This follows decisions by the AP and other news organizations to retract the photo. Over concerns, it appears to have been manipulated. The palace isn't commenting on any of this. This is AP News. Protests at the opening of the National Holocaust Museum in the Netherlands. The AP's Rika Ann Garcia.
The Netherlands has opened a National Holocaust Museum in a ceremony presided over by the Dutch King and Israel's President Herzog.
You are baby killers!
What you hear is one of the chants of thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators who gathered near the museum to oppose Israel's military operation in Gaza. Also in attendance were supporters of President Herzog, waiting for his arrival.
We are here to welcome President Herzog, but they come here with a different opinion. They are very aggressive.
Palestinian activists are calling this move hypocritical and emphasize that they were opposing Herzog's presence, not the museum and what it commemorates. The museum in Amsterdam shares the stories of thousands of Jews deported from the Netherlands and killed in Nazi camps. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.